Maybe he's got a lot of sounds, you know? Sweaters. I forgot what a difficult situation this was. I think that was the worst we've ever rolled in any session was last week. Tides are turning. Is it like the Hunger Games? I like the icon. Oh. So we just all have very long straws sipping out of a barrel of bone broth. It's like that scene in Ratatouille, but all four of us just like, ooh. Fortifying.
That's
it comes with a magic straw. What is more cool than taking an entire feast and throwing it in a ninja food blender? I defy Paizo to tell me that's not a cult. Fortify. Never heard of it. I think I have Mercuromancy, which I really should be using more of. Wow. Yeah.
I hate band music. I hate big band jazz.
Seeing the error of his ways. I don't like that. With this weapon. Oh yeah, I forgot he does that. I do have a plan to do with Rowan. Oh. Good point. Super on. Oh God. Josh, is he taking his 2d6 sonic damage or 2d6 persistent sonic damage? Oh, is it? Okay. Great. Oh, neat. Oh, no. Yeah. And we didn't acknowledge. No. No. Oh. Does Sonic Damage kill him? Top of my turn, I will quicken myself. Clockwork Celerity. Gosh, this guy looks pretty bad. This is the unstable type. I don't even know who you are! That's real uncool, guy. And since okay, well, that messes up a plan. I'm gonna. I think George straight out what I'm gonna do. I go to try and activate the Clockwork Celerity, and Rowan bites into my shoulder, I guess, something. Throws off my whole plan, and out of my belt falls a little wand that I've had for this whole set campaign, and I will cast Force Barrage, 3-action at the Feep. I don't know how to... third rank. So 3-action at third rank. Yes, I see a wand. Oh. Let's see if 1d4 automatically hits. Maximum of 3 shards with 3 actions. Plus 2, so it's 4 shards. If I'm reading that right. I guess I'll just roll this 4 times. It does not. I'll just roll this 4 times, I guess. That's 14 points of force. 14 points of force damage. We're all fighting for our lives. There's whoever this guy is attacking me. I'll pull out this dinky little force barrage wand. And I'll just point it at Vesper and I'll say, "You really were always nothing." Oh gosh. He's dead. This is anti-magic. Wow, this is a very cool map. Lots happening. Oh, Death Ward. Anyone knows Death Ward? You are shielded from void energy. You gain a plus four status bonuses to saves against death and void effects. Solid. I have a 51, and I have Juggernaut. It's not good there, but. Wait, what about Rowan? What does Rowan get? Fine. Yeah, me neither. So this dude died, but Rowan is still breathing over my shoulder. Oh. Oh, okay. I had two characters die that way. If I had the same character die that way twice, crazy. Damn it. I have spent this entire. Ooh. This seems bad. Best. Do we have a beacon? Josh, I am the greatest inventor on two all things. How fast can I build a beacon? I can't just like the world's largest flare and chuck it into the slip and see if it's bright enough for the broker to see. Josh, I got a 50 to build something fast. It does. While this is going on, can we clock where the fragment is? Is it just floating there? Good stuff. Zealous conviction. Just us. I make the very long jog because I spend this entire fight on the opposite side of the map. I used up every teleport I had to get around here. Yeah, did not know. Hey, guess whose office is this? Oh, yeah, I'll take the plaque off the thing and I'll just put the weft on instead. Oh. Okay. What's a phone? Relatable. Guys, we did it. Yeah, is there a way for us to check in that all things doing okay? I don't know what flip over to Marzo since he can talk to the playwright. I feel like we should maybe rest. I don't know about you guys, but I got super beat up. I mean, I guess when we die, we come back here. Oh. Oh no.
A fat cock city.
Good.
You are allowed to make fun of them. Yeah, hey, how does the sky look? Is there any terrifying activity from the second moon? That's like regular. That's regular spooky. Yeah. Yeah. So we go ask Marzo that exact question. Word.
So,
I gotta take that. I will go back. Sorry, I'm back. Oh no. What did I miss besides Tech getting Callisto? Quick question, playwright. You guys are powered by the three Thessian corpses running around, right? Laying around. If one of those went down permanently, would you just not work?
Playwright, you said that you've undergone a lot of serious damage in trying to get everything up and running. I'm something of a crafter, inventor. If you need help, if you could bring me up to the station, I'd be more than happy to take a look and repair what I can. You can ask for one. I will use my once per hour, just the thing, and I will use crafting. Okay. Let me see if the astrology is circumstance or not. It is circumstance. Okay. So this is. Uh, 54. Yeah, just if you don't mind, I mean, whatever works for you, just send someone on. Yeah, we can do the rest if you do. What about the next year? What about the next week? What if you remove the four of us and Marzo? What if you remove the third? Good to know.
Yeah. Let's talk in Sorrel or in Schism. I'll say, can we just talk here? Or are we trying to more privately? Yeah. Let's blip over. Blip on over. Blip. So we got the deep, the 13th realm. Yeah, but I think as long as we deactivate the 13th realm and take that out of commission, he's sort of that whole project. So all we have to do is just blow up the 13th realm. Done. Easy. I mean, we could do that too. We can get up there, take it over, make it our new base of operations, control everything. Oh, you think Udon is? We gotta kill Udon. Might have. I mean, it's also that killing the deep will cause the whole thing to fall apart, right? Because they're using it for power. Yeah. Hey, Hallie, Tenno. Scale of 1 to 10, how strong are you guys? One's lowest.
How do you
How do you transfer information from one Kaith orb to another? Yeah. I would just like to save whatever information Udon has, because he got a lot of information stored in there, so I don't want to, you know, kill him and then get rid of all that. That's fair. Do we want to go in and do this all stealthy again, or are we trying to? So that it won't be a strike against this nation. Yeah, but when you kill a tyrant, the people that the tyrant makes powerful get mad. No idea who that is. Never met him. Hey, who was that giant, like, who was that guy that just bit me and then died when we were fighting the Feep? Who was that guy? The captain of that one boat. Yeah, I kind of think that we need him off the board. Are we trying to get stuff out of it, or are we just trying to take Udon off the board? Because I don't know who the fuck these people are. I don't really know what's going on in this country. I don't know. I am kind of in favor of we do this bam, bam, bam. Day one, we kill Udon. Day two, we go for the 13th realm. Day 3, we kill the deep. And then I wasn't sure if killing the deep would put the 13th realm on edge. But if we do it inside of here, if we kill Udon inside the Leviathan, would they know? Okay, here is a solution. If we're trying to keep the 13th realm on our side and also take deal with Udon, what if we take Udon with us, just the four of us, up to the 13th realm? Then whenever, then we do it all at once. Double cross him up there, take the 13th realm while we're already there. Then, you know, Udon's gone, we're up there, we're already inside the 13th realm, don't have to worry about either one freaking out. I think this guy has had many millennia to change his ways, and he's still on. I think even that wouldn't work because they're zealots, right? This is what they're just going to keep doing this until the end of time. It doesn't hurt them. I think the issue is that you have to find other sources, right? So you can steal divinity enough. You have to keep stealing divinity, which does just sort of sound like Harrow, but with extra steps. I don't think there's got to be some flaw there, because Imix had this thing the whole time, right? And the Feep specifically didn't want to trigger another cycle. So couldn't they have just, the whole thing is that the 13th realm keeps going until the super soldier is created, right? So if they just juice someone up, it would just end all the cycles. I still think they both need to be taken off the board. I think that they're. I to your point, I think it's logical, but I don't think we're dealing with logical beings, right? Like the entire Sundom is dead, and they all know it. No, but they just turn back into Thessians at that point, right? Like, don't we know that if you eat all of the deep, you become the deep? I'm in favor of taking Udon up there, murdering Udon, taking over the 13th realm. I don't think they deserve convincing. I think they had 72 times however many hundred years to find a better way, and instead they chose to just keep killing people. Udon. No, yeah, I'm not saying I was convinced not to destroy the 13th realm. I'm saying we take it over. We hack the 13th realm. No, it's a machine. I got it.
that's right.
No, Thessians ascend. Didn't we figure out they are basically, what's it, diminishing returns, where nothing gave up a bit of itself to create the first generation. They had to give up some power to create the second generation. That's why each generation is successively weaker and they're not creating Thessians as fast. That's also why the first generation is like ideas and horrible nightmares, and the fifth generation is like some dude with a cool name. Guy with a cool name.
Like
one of those guys. Where's the shoe? Yeah. No, I think we pieced that together, actually. Because I think we learned about nothing, like the null, the void fragment, formless. It's so powerful, even the name doesn't stay in my head. I have this idea for a bunch of different papers with pictures and some words on them, and you project them upwards with like a magical illusion, and you can switch between them with fun transitions. Yeah, I think that would make a strong point. Powerful point. Powerful points. By Don. Powerful points by the left. Okay, so say we give these powerful points to Udon and the 13th Realm. And they're still like, thanks, great presentation. Nah. Okay. Nah, these aren't jumpy guys. I feel like we're the jumpy guys. Not to dismiss your idea, but I feel as though we talk to this dude and he's like, yeah, you know, I've got like 1,000 years to deal with this. This dude being the playwright. Versus we were like, we gotta kill this dude today. Time's a ticking. It cuts into our killing tomorrow if it's not done today. Done. Yeah, pretty much. Oof. Yeah, we'll head on up. Turn around. So just bop around. Yeah. Hey, we just stick our heads out in the snow. We go outside, just stick our heads in the snow. Hey. Oh, no, I'll do it. I'll try it. Oh, yeah. Take a rest. Yeah, I can talk about I can do crafting on that. Yeah, you're a perfect example of that. Can't we muscles? Look at how thick this dude's neck is. You'll lose this. There's not enough rope in a rest. I still have a mythic point too. I'm gonna use a mythic point. And now you're not going. He's doing coin tricks. He said, I'm an all powerful wizard. I have a plus 41 regularly. That may have been one too high. I have plus 41 regularly. I have an astrology thing that gives a plus 3 circumstance bonus, then 2 and deep. Oh, it should be 64. I added wrong. I did wrong math. And I use a mythic point. Yeah. Divex.
Pull a rabbit out of a hat. Pull a hat out of a rabbit.
Sorry, not to interrupt, but you don't have me in there. I'm not from this wick. I still want to save this planet. I'm still here to save this planet. I haven't opened it. You just hit you. Everyone hears in everyone, but this guy hears in schism. I'm gonna dunk this dude into the ground. I'm gonna crack this egg.
You've given us a lot to think about. I did get brought up here specifically to help repair some of the damage that was done to the 13th realm. You guys can, I don't know what the plan for everyone else is, but I would like to get started on that work. Oh, spooky.
Oof, we got a 35. I'm gonna make the save. Oh man, gotta make the save. Ooh. Yeah, I should not have tried to make the save. 36. Nice. I look at Lev and I go, wouldn't it also kind of ruin the whole experiment? Are you gonna keep running the experiment without the lighthouse? Okay, all of that aside, the Deep kind of poses a current problem. Does us killing the Deep get in the way of your whole experiment here? Can we see the soul containment? Can we see the soul containment device or whatever it is you have going on? Sure. Oh, poor Karkov. Yeah, I just walk through with. Well, we have a very pressing matter. That's fine. The misconstruing Henrik's gonna help as Henrik is giving up his body right now. This is going bad. Oh. Josh, there's not enough rope in that lighthouse. I feel good to get rid of the deep, and then we can figure out whatever these lighthouse or these throw people are doing. So he expects us to more or less walk into a cage match and knock this dude out, and we're going to walk in with a gun. This. They're all watching on TV. They're like, these guys, what are they doing? No. It's over. Yeah. That really solves a lot of problems. I think when I was coming up with Dawn, at some point, Josh sent me a description. He's like, yes, this is what life was like. And I was like, this is crazy. It was just so bleak. It's like massive palladium rods drop out of the sky and kill everybody. Then the survivors are hunted down by robots. What if we rate? I think. If we raise the restriction, it'll be like the once a year Batman comic where someone flips a switch at Arkham. Yeah, we kill the deep, we blip back, we kill the deep, they all go, wait, what? We blip back in here while they're running on 2/3 battery, more or less. We go, it's over! Give us your souls! It's just that Simpsons episode, Who Killed Mr. Burns? And they're like, who was it? It was the weft. It was Maggie the baby. Win or lose, it doesn't matter. Because all we have to do is needle him, and then we blip back to our clones. Then we take over the 13th realm, drop palladium rods on the deep. Fortunate Son plays in the background. Hang on. Let me see if I can. Scrolling back, I'm trying to find it.
Oh,
mine was perception. I like Centaur. That's kind of funny. I hope it's Centaur Hierarchy though, so that's the full name. What is this word? Maybe I just can't read it. LEITMOT. Oh, I did not see the IF. I was like, Le mot? I was like, is this French? Yeah, definitely a dude. Big dude energy. Male. Leitmotif / women.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, them. I forgot for that for 30 seconds, Henrik just had fire erupting out of his face. This session brought to you by the Gender of Supremacy. Decide once and for all. Matthew. right. I gotta go, man. Thank you.